We are
four gay guys,
two states,
one podcast.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hi,
everyone. Oh my goodness.
We're very drunk.
We're actually not that drunk, TBH. We're not that drunk yet.
Speak for yourself.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk are you?
Like 4.
Okay, so that's not that drunk. Speak for yourself, bitch.
That's pretty drunk for Patrick.
That is true.
I'm normally at a -10.
I'm an 8, for sure. I'm an 8.
Yeah, it's
are you an 8, really?
What, sort of.
7, I mean, 8, yeah.
What do you...
Like a 7.
You're a 7?
Slurring.
I'm like a 4.
I almost fell over earlier.
A 4.
Yeah, I fell into the toilet.
What
a
slush.
A slush? You mean a slush?
Don't you call me a slut?
A slut lush? Oh, I like that name you just made up. A slut lush is a slush.
Is that...
You are a slush. And you are a slush. You are a slush.
Slush.
All right, so let's go ahead and catch people up since the last time that we recorded. We were in West Hollywood.
West Hollywood.
And it was because of San Francisco, we were supposed to do a part 2, and there was a lot of hullabaloo.
Steve didn't want to. We did, but he was like, no, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Go to bed.
He's like, I'm a little bitch.
I'm like, these bitches. Like, what the hell?
I remember going to bed. He's like, are we going to do a podcast? Good night. Yeah, go ahead, Steve. You do it. It'll be great.
Oh,
it'll be
my God. How are we going to do this?
Like...
He's like, I am one gay guy.
I am.
One gay guy. I'm not in the correct state.
Zero podcasts.
And no friends. Yeah, that was funny.
Oh.
But anyway, so we are now in Sacramento. We're in Sacramento. And we are here to celebrate Steven's birthday.
Oh. 50 again.
Yes. 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 Yes.
So this is the big 4-4, and this is the year that I turned 4-4, and this is the year that Renee already turned 4-4, so the only 44-year-old...
what about this other bitch?
Well, you're not 44 yet. Yeah, so we have one 44-year-old in this room right now, but then in the next hour, we're going to have two 44-year-olds.
It's 9 p.m. right now.
It's 9 p.m.
And it has been for 3 days.
Eastern time.
Yeah, so we are pretty excited.
Any minute now, just not going to move.
It's going to turn 9:01.
In Kansas, Manhattan, Kansas. So we are here at Airbnb in Sacramento, and we decided to, and I don't even know where, because... Renee was talking about it, like, why did we decide Sacramento as opposed to, like, anywhere else?
Like,
yeah, so
Hawaii?
We were in Uber.
I'm just kidding, Hawaii.
We were in an Uber, and I was like, I go to Sacramento all the time for work,
yeah.
But I've never been for fun.
When we were Ubering back
for
home.
Someone else's birthday, yeah.
Renee's, he's
sorry
right here.
For mine. Maybe that's why we don't remember the conversation.
Oh, that's probably right. Yeah,
we're a little tipsy.
We're very fucked up.
Sacramento, of all places, Uber drivers love to talk shit about it. Like, this place is trash. It's dead.
Yeah.
I hate this place. Moving.
It's sad how the people that actually live in their town say there's nothing to do. It sucks. And
yeah.
I think it's just because it's like, it's a capital, it's a business district. It works the weekend. There's not
any... Well, also the drinks are way overpriced, though. I mean,
so overpriced.
Shit.
$14.
Yes, and don't even start with cover charge.
$20
like, oh
for cover.
Oh my God.
Not to worry. I negotiated her down to 10. But I have beads. That means something. Thing. Old lesbian gave me big ass ball beads.
Probably because she saw your pussy. It was like, oh, his pussy hurts. So we are here in Sacramento. We're at an Airbnb. And what do we think about this Airbnb compared to other Airbnbs?
Well, it doesn't have roaches, so okay.
Right. It does have ants.
I'd rather have ants than roaches, to be honest.
One clock sink.
Other than that,
oh, wait, no coffee?
Okay. We're right next to the freeway.
So that's a lot of shit talking. I actually do like this place.
I love it.
I love it.
Well, besides it being very hot. It was very hot last night. But I think overall it has an ice maker. That's a big plus.
Not everybody has that.
Yeah. An ice maker?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, that's definitely.
You have to pay extra for that.
or get it in baggies in the hotel lobby.
This is all we have, sorry.
It's only three pieces of ice, sir. So we decided to come here to Sacramento for the birthday. And decided to have, we planned out a couple things, and so we did a drag brunch today.
Renee got assaulted.
Renee got assaulted.
Yes, yeah. He loved it.
So,
he topped, he bottomed, he did it all.
Sure did it all.
It was versatile.
Patrick, tell us when we listen to this. Again, like 3 years from now, what happened so we don't forget the details?
Yes. Here's what happened. My friend Julie, my buddy, she's like, you gotta do drag brunch. So we did, and the host made a point of saying he was 50, which was good because we're approaching 50. So we're like, okay, we got 50.
That's very
skills.
Kind of you. You're way away from.
I was being generous. I'm the baby. I'm at least 50 years younger than these guys. But, you know, they give me hope. I'm like, okay, if that's what 50 looks like, I'll be fine in 20 years when I get there. I just turned old enough to drink last year. The brunch was good. They forgot to give me a fork, which is kind of mandatory for meals, but the first drag queen grabbed Renee's chair, dragged him out to the middle, rode his car, fucked him in the ass.
Yeah.
Every kind of position.
It was pretty hot, to be honest. It was. It was a great show.
I was into it.
That wasn't me. One might say he was turned on by it.
I was like, can you keep going?
So what did you think, though, baby? Like, when that happened, like, what was going on in your mind?
I thought she was going to just give me a lap dance. Turned out to be more than that. I am now pregnant with her child.
And she's pregnant with his child.
It's a win-win situation.
Goes around, comes around.
Yeah, so it was pretty wicked. It was pretty fun.
It was a lot, but we
Well, I mean, we loved most of it. They had a drag king there that we agreed that we did not like. Nothing against lesbians dressing up as men, but... It was just weird.
You should have not had nails. That took me out of it.
And the weird hair. And
the music.
And the music. And just her existence in general.
Yeah, mask.
It was pretty horrible. And every single time she came up, like, to actually, like, do her thing, everyone just went on their phones.
This is a great time to go to the bathroom. Yeah.
No, seriously. It was pretty bad.
I'm like, I'm going to take my phone calls now.
And then there was...
Oh, I don't need to see this.
I'm going to check out my solar.
Anyone?
And then there was also a very loud group of obnoxious teachers.
Oh my gosh,
fucking teachers.
We hate teachers.
Especially one that had the loudest voice on record that kept screaming at the top of her lungs for no reason. Yeah. So that was the shitty thing. Another shitty thing was that we ordered food. We were one of the first ones there.
First
table
there. And
we did not get our food
right
away. God. I don't even know why you're even acting that way. You didn't even eat your fucking food as soon as you got it.
But still, I had to still wait.
So you had to wait.
I still had to wait.
You still had
like
to wait not to eat his food.
I needed that.
I had to find out my food was shit. It was worse for me.
It was pretty bad.
It was great, to be honest.
But the rest of the show was good.
The show was really good.
Yeah, no,
very entertaining. Like all the hosts. I thought there was only going to be one host, but it was like three.
There was like two and a half. That one host that was like drunk off her ass at the end.
She smacked her ass a couple times.
She wanted it.
That's what I'll be saying.
But before we continue, I just want to go ahead and do a plug here.
For drugs?
We have some sponsors. The sponsors is Heavy Hitters. Heavy Hitters is a company out in Louisville, Kentucky.
Your ass is getting it sued.
And, and they sponsored our podcast.
I don't think they listen to this.
And they sent us some samples. So we're going to go ahead and take the samples here. You guys are going to split that. So there you go.
Yes, please. You take the first.
Yeah. If you guys didn't know, there's a lot of drugs being done in Sacramento. Bathroom, Airbnbs, everywhere.
I don't even know why I'm doing this. Oh my god. Give me the smaller one.
Okay,
yes, you got the larger one.
All right.
We're not doing drugs right now.
We are totally not doing drugs.
Say no to drugs.
Yeah, say no to drugs. Listen to Nancy Reagan.
Don't smell bad.
Dare to be different. Dare to not do drugs.
But, oh yeah, I can taste the cannabis.
Hey, you mean chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
I always forget the C words. I get them all mixed up. Cunt, cannabis.
But anyways, back to the drag watch.
I love it.
Wait, wash it down. Wash it down with some of your drinks.
Wash
it down. But no, it was pretty entertaining. You know, but it was funny to see one of the co-hosts like get drunker and drunker as the day went on, and by the end she was a sloppy mess. She had to be carried to the front. I mean,
she couldn't even lip her music, her words, her
song.
She wasn't
very good
from
the beginning, and it got worse.
Yeah, no, really, it was pretty bad.
She was a mess.
Yeah,
this shit. Oh my.
So we did that. So that was today.
The lipstick was
and
trash.
Then. Yeah, her lipstick was very bad. And then she was, who was it? One of them says, oh yeah, that's my niece. My drag niece or whatever. But her lip was just as bad. I'm like, that's where she learned it. That's where she fucking
learned it. The blind leading the blind.
I know. It's just like, now I get the resemblance. Yes.
I think Steve just
spit. I know. I think Steve just
spit. Steve, there's a clean up.
It's fucking hilarious.
It just doubles.
So anyways, yesterday we had a really good time. We went to Faces.
Yay.
And
a lot of
stuff happened there.
I gotta say, the last time I've been to Faces was 20 years ago. 20.
Did that make you feel old?
Did you guys hear that? 20.
Podcast viewers are like, how old are the people on this podcast?
Know.
I don't want to listen to this shit.
God. And our three subscribers.
They're
just
disconnected.
Yeah.
We lost.
If you're an ageist, you can disconnect now.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't want to make sure we're
recording. So
what was your, Patrick, what was your favorite memory of Faces last night?
My favorite memory, I actually have two, not to cheat. Two things. We all had beads, and there was a $20 cover charge. But 10 if you were in costume. And this bitch said, okay, $20. And I was like, well, we're in costume. We have beads. And she's like, well, you need like a mask and stuff. And I was like, well, but we don't wear beads ordinarily. So this is like a big deal for us. And she's like, okay, fine. I'm in a good mood. $10 for each of you. We got half off. Would have been $20 for
my
person.
God. Who
instead
the
was 10.
Fuck charges $20?
And then the second was this old lesbian was like, hey, I'll give you these beads, but you have to come back on Tuesday. And we're like, we actually live in Fresno, so we're going to be gone by Tuesday. And she's like, fuck this. I'll give you the beads. So she gave me these big-ass ball beads that I wore all night long that a stripper tried to take, and I got them back. And that was a big deal for me.
Yeah. So normally when you're drunk, you talk like a valley girl, right? Because your impression of yourself.
And then I woke up this morning, I was like, oh, I had a mask too. Somebody gave me a mask. Yeah. I was like, I have like six beads, giant balls, and a mask. Like, what the fuck is all this shit?
He had to do a lot to earn all that.
So worth it. I was like,
where did you even find that mask?
We were at the fireplace, like old men,
right?
And some guy was
like,
I have a mask. Do you want a mask?
He like just went like that and he had a mask.
Yeah. Guys, I'm just like very friendly and people give me stuff. Mm-hmm. You should like try that.
Friendly whoring.
I didn't do coke in the bathroom this time. I did get a mask, I did get giant balls from a lesbian.
Yeah, it was pretty
cool. I came home all decked out with a bunch of shit. Some people were suggesting I should take my mask off, and I was like, never. This is how I look now.
Yeah. It was great.
So that's my favorite memory.
Yeah, that was last night. So it was really embarrassing to walk around Sacramento with a mask on. Every, we saw it, and it was just like, why are we walking with him? This is ridiculous.
It was a great mask. It was carnival and shit.
One of the things that happened, too, was Renee was exposed to drugs last night.
It was a very weird experience. I know. Let's all congratulate him. Yes, so I walked into the bathroom and
innocently just had a tinkle.
Just had to go to the bathroom.
Just wanted to shoot up real quick.
Just doing my heroin.
I do meth, not
yeah. I'm a lady.
Two guys walked in and they were just like weird from the beginning. They're like, "Does it smell like Bengay in here?" I was like, "I guess so." I didn't get the code word. Apparently, that was code word. And one guy whips out a baggie and hands it to the other guy and went to town with the coke.
Damn.
He poured it on his hand.
On his hand and snorted it from his end. Like the old school. Wow.
Like a movie. Like
yeah,
a
like
movie.
You see in the movies.
Right there.
Well, they usually use their like pinky nail or something. Like, right? Like
that's... I've heard of like, that.
Seriously, what is that? What does that feel like?
I wonder. What? I don't know. I
mean, coke? Cocaine?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Renee, what does that feel like? I know.
Why is everyone looking at me? Like, I swear I didn't do it. I was doing heroin.
Like an old person. Come on.
I don't know about coke. That sounds scary.
I want to know.
Easy to overdose on.
Yeah.
Very addicting.
No. No.
But yeah, so he was a witness to a gangster movie.
Yes.
In the bathroom. And
now I am a thug.
Now he's a thug. Thug like three times over. One of the funny things is that this would actually seem like a big city. Well, Sacramento is bigger than Fresno, I guess.
I think
know.
So.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So, but it seemed like a very like busy, like nice bar experience.
Yeah,
I mean, it was really cool.
Feels like a big city.
And one of the things, they had separate rooms, and we found the best part, which was a fireplace. And we stood there gingerly by the fireplace, and we enjoyed the heat of the fire as it soothed our old bones, and yeah, it was nice.
Yeah,
everyone was there.
Like,
we were the old guys. We went to the hipster where they were playing the thug music and everything.
Oh, I didn't care for that room.
Yeah, because it was so loud. And there were so many people.
It was too loud. It was too crowded.
It just hurt to dance.
The fireplace is where I got the mask, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes. I swear, I didn't even see that.
It was just there warming
up. I swear,
up
and I did not see it.
Sipping on your hot cocoa.
With his Afghan.
I wish I had an Afghan. That would have been amazing. If they were selling hot cocoa in Afghan, he
said, sold.
100% off.
He was quietly knitting
by the fireplace.
Does anyone have
a rocky chair?
With his five cats on his lap.
Sounds like a lovely evening. Way better than the evening I had.
But yeah, so we did that, and then we danced. We danced, and luckily this time, I mean, our track record for going out and dancing this past year has been not the best for a lot of reasons. But yeah, we didn't get arrested. We didn't physically assault anyone. We didn't get kicked out. So yeah, so it was a good night.
It was a lot of fun. It really was a lot of fun.
Renee physically assaulted someone on his birthday.
I did.
He had it coming, though, to be honest.
He did. He was elbowing me and pushing me around. So I said, well, I guess it's elbowing time.
I wish I was present.
And I elbowed him back, and he got upset and said, "Hey, bro, you're hitting me." And I said, "No one's hitting you, bro. Go to the other side." And he did.
He was gone after that.
Nice. Why they called each other bro, I have no idea.
I don't know why. It was just a masculine thing.
They were being cordial.
Two men puffing out their chests.
Two elbowing men. Elbowing I have an elbow, you have an elbow. Where do
Let's
we go
elbow
from here?
Each other. It's the new thing.
Oh, your elbow hurts, bitch.
That is the new thing. Prior to COVID, I don't remember ever being pushed or elbowed. And since then, it's like every time you go.
It's like COVID has like literally kicked people's like kindness and politeness and just like kicked everything around. And now everyone's like feral animals. So they don't know how to interact with people. So yes, we did that last night. So that was fun. Well, when the bar closed, we were immediately escorted out.
So rude.
Right? I don't remember a lot of that, what happened.
Oh, I wish I didn't. We were yelled at. Yes, so we went out to the front to order an Uber, and they're like, get out! Yeah. You can't be within 100 yards of this club.
Do not stand on this public sidewalk. So we
went across the street and ordered. It was only negative 20 degrees. And I think we got frostbite, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Took the Uber only 20 minutes to arrive.
Yeah.
I don't even remember who got us.
What time did we get like picked up? Like what time did everything shut down?
Shut down at 1:30.
Exactly. But that's what happened at the other one too. Like at home, like I thought they shut off like around 1:30 too.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But the whole like lights on thing, get the fuck out of here, is very jarring.
Yeah.
Like, but they're like, it's like
state law. Like,
are you LGBT? Come be friendly. Get the fuck out. I'm calling the police.
Exactly.
Flip a switch.
Well, back in the day, they would give you like an early
a little
call.
Warning.
Yeah, the last call.
100%.
Letting everyone know that we're about to close.
The good old days. Why can't we go back to those days?
Enough to remember the good old days when things were different.
Yeah.
Back in my day.
Seriously.
I said that all the time at work. I'm like, oh man, I'm old. Well, when I started out here, we did it like this, and it was way harder. They're like, yikes.
Guys, this is really hard.
Oh, today we did, what did we do? Mini golf and
that was
table
so cool.
Tipsy putt.
Oh, and we did
my God.
Jenga again, and Steve was a mess. He threw a block two rooms away.
I was scared.
Imagine the little girl behind you.
The one with one eye.
I've never seen that before. Someone throwing bricks so hard.
I didn't even mean to.
I literally LOL.
I was so scared.
So podcast viewers will remember years ago in San Antonio at Hayloft Hotel, we played Jenga with the weird deliverance lady watching us play. Well, we played a slightly smaller version of Jenga at Tipsy Putt Golf.
Yay.
When we got in, we were like, this is a very small place, and I don't like this. But Jenga was fun. It had a janky-ass little...
Yeah, it's true.
And Steve lost three times. Every time he dropped it.
You know, it was awesome. They actually had miniature golf and whatever the hell that, like,
tabletop golf.
Yeah. What the hell?
Renee's cousin explained it to us, his long-lost cousin.
She was, like, totally wrong. Like, she was
missing
sister
that we've been
rules.
Looking for all these years.
She
is, like,
wrong, to be honest.
Yeah. She's like, I think this is a new table, so you won't see the spot, but you can do whatever you want. And
but I'll make up the
whatever score you want, either the smallest or the largest.
So it was reverse golf.
Yeah.
Because you want a big score. I got a maximum score on the last hole.
Yes. That was Patrick did.
Frequent viewers of this podcast will remember I got a hole-in-one at Monster Golf in San Antonio, which we'll go to again this summer. That's a pledge.
Yes, please.
Wait, but okay.
Honey, wait.
Okay. Refilling. Please pause, podcast viewers, as we refill our drinks for your entertainment. We're just trying to be entertaining and amusing for you. We do this for you.
We are now in intermission. Bathrooms are located to the left.
We'll play polite music for you for 60 seconds as you... refill your drinks in just the washroom.
Yeah, let us play our calming music. There's some hoes in this house.
Well, tonight we went to dive bar. I'm embarrassed how long it took me to figure out that dive meant like dive into the water. Because it was nautical theme. There was a mermaid show. We had a mermaid. there was weird sex drug things in the bathroom that I barely missed that Thomas caught more. Or was it Steve? Who caught it? Somebody caught it. It wasn't me.
I did. I caught it.
What happened, Thomas? Tell us everything.
Oh my god. So I went to the bathroom just to innocently go. And did I not stir it right? Sorry.
Sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Bloody Mary. Bloody Marys.
Did you spill drink on your shirt? Bloody Marys.
So, while everyone is having fun. So we went to. So I went to the bathroom. And Steve, you haven't even heard the story either. So I went to the bathroom, and the bathroom door was open, and there was a guy and a girl outside of the bathroom, and they had the door open. They kept it open. And they were screaming. And so I'm like, what are they screaming at? And so you, as soon as you walk in, I saw at the very end was a stall, and there were three guys in it. And I could tell that two of the guys were African American, and
the other guy was me.
And one of them had his, you could see his face, and he was, over his head was over. He was really tall, and his face was over it. He said, "Yeah, they're fucking me," or something like that. I was like, "What the fuck?" And so I'm like, "Okay, whatever." So I just go into the first bathroom stall. And so I'm just sitting there, and then all of a sudden I hear slamming, slam, slam, and I hear them yelling at each other. Couldn't make out what they were saying, and then as soon as I get out, the security guard comes in, and as soon as the security guard comes in, the two black guys leave. Crazy. They just go right out, and then the other guy who was looking in a suit and everything, he's like, "What are you doing?" He's zipping up his pants. And he's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, mumbling or something. And so I'm like, "What the fuck is going on here?" So I just, I jam out. So, yeah,
it was Coke bathroom all over again.
Absolutely, yeah. No idea what happened.
Yeah, no idea what happened. So, yeah.
What a story.
We just wanted to see the mermaids. We saw a lot more than that.
That was really cool.
Way more than we bargained for.
That was awesome. Thank you for whoever.
That was me.
Thank you.
I think it was me, to be honest.
Thank you.
Well, but I think I mentioned it to him, though.
Then goes like, "I think we should do what you said we should do."
So yeah, it was good to do.
A dive bar. Very nice. Sacramento, California.
Very pretty.
Yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by Dive Bar. A dive bar.
Dive bar. Want to have sex and do drugs in the bathroom?
Dive bar. Dive bar. Oh my god. That was so hard, guys.
So much fun.
So we played Jenga again. How many times did you lose, Steve?
Three times?
2 times?
A lot.
Renee lost one time.
Maybe once.
It wasn't me this time. Surprise.
God, but just...
Twice. I'll admit to twice.
that was
But it was just like, you have to be very gentle with the Jenga. You have to tickle the board. Tickle them. Touch them. Don't fucking like start finger banging the fucking thing. And that's all Steve was doing.
Fisting it.
He was fisting.
He was just pounding just the like, heck out of it.
What, do you understand this game and how it works?
Everybody had different techniques for the giant Jenga. Thomas would like tickle. I would hug to be like, "Hi, you want to come out?" And Steve would fucking pound that shit. He grabbed one, he threw it across the room. And Thomas was like, "Steve, gentle." And I was like, "Don't help him. If he loses, we win." So we lost twice.
Oh my god, it was just hilarious. I want to say for the record, it was hilarious. When it was like at its height and it was about to tip over, and Steve says to Patrick, "Oh, Patrick, you better knock it down." Because he thought it was Patrick's turn, and it was his. And he was so confident when he said it, too. Oh my god. And when he realized it was his turn.
Oh my god. That was awful.
That was
horrible, like hilarious. Once in a lifetime mistake. Yeah,
horrible.
Awful.
And then I kid you not, the whole time the whole time, and this is exactly how it sounded the whole time. Steve was like, this is so hard. Oh my gosh, Steve, stop talking like a little bitch. He's like, but it's so hard. Yeah,
it was. It's like there's no available brick to pull. It had messages on the bricks like eat ass, fuck your mother, that sort of thing.
Now let's talk about the scoring of
golf. Yes, Steve.
Okay. Go on. Let's not talk about it. Oh god. Did we even get the final scores of both games?
Yeah.
Who won the mini golf?
I didn't total them up, but...
was last place.
One person had, like, 18, 19, trying to get one hole. It was pretty embarrassing, to be honest.
Yeah. No, but as soon as they walked in, so like, I was not impressed at all with just the whole thing. Just the whole thing. It was
in a basement.
Yeah, it was in a basement. It was stuffy in there. Mm-hmm. Well, no, and you know what was really good? Like, I had high hopes because as soon as we checked it, like, at the little,
like,
at the top
no
of it.
No outside food or drink.
Oh, yeah. No outside food or drink. And it also said no kid. It was 21 and over. And so I was like, what? No kids? This is awesome. And like, there's a fucking baby in there. There's fucking kids there.
There's a baby?
Yes, there's a baby.
Yeah.
Can you hear the baby crying?
There was.
I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, this is bad misrepresentation because I thought it was true. But,
so it's called Tipsy Putt, and we go to the cashier or whatever, we check, and he's like, can I help you? We're like, what do we do? Like, explain it to us. You fucking Hawaiian fuck. Wow. He's dressed in like a mismatched Hawaiian outfit.
All his mismatched clothing.
There's something wrong with your outfit, dear. It doesn't like vibe.
Dear, don't ever. You sound older than us when you say dear.
I'm the baby. Oh my god, my favorite thing is, so Steve calls people hun, and then we were playing this game, and it said like, what was Steve's top gun name?
Oh my god.
And I said top hun. And it was wrong. And I was like, well, it should have been that.
All right. Sounds like him. I'll pick it.
So as we were walking, because we walked a lot today, which is fine, but we passed a Taco Bell Cantina, and we finally went back to it for dinner. Mm-hmm. And Renee did not have a very good experience, especially at the end. Baby, what was wrong with that?
I asked to use the restroom, and one of the workers said, you have to ask one of the cashiers at the front to open the door for you. And I said, okay. So I walk up, and everyone's, like, gone. They're all doing their own thing in their own world.
Snorting coke or whatever.
Yeah, so another lady asked the same girl that I asked if she could use the restroom, and she politely said, yes, I'll go open it for you right now.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, let's get out of here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Discrimination at its finest.
Yes.
But, it was just a weird place, though. It was just...
Everyone was like down, and they hated their lives and their jobs.
They didn't like talking to each other, and when they did, they yelled at each other. It just like
I know.
It was very,
very
it made
sad.
Me angry.
Like food was delicious, but
so they're very good at their job. Yeah. They hate those jobs. So, but yeah, it was a very unique experience. And then after the drag brunch, we also went to a coffee shop where Steve was not satisfied. He is a size queen, and he was not satisfied with his...
All right. So who has ordered a macchiato at Starbucks?
Yes,
I have. You get this fucking like 16-ounce drink or something like that. These fuckers offered a 4-ounce drink.
And it wasn't filled up all the way either.
It wasn't? I think so.
It was delicious, but 4 ounces, come on, like, Jesus.
Well, you it asked was, for a large, though, and then
yeah,
they said, here's
like,
the
that, this is
and
like,
they looked
this
at
is,
him, they're
this,
like, ew.
This is what we offer. We offer.
We don't offer large.
4 ounces. It was awful.
It was so but small. Delicious. It was like a baby size
cup. Yeah. Delicious.
It was like a pup cup.
But like, oh, my God.
oh my god, but I just want to say, like, how it was just a big ordeal to Steve that he was looking for trash cans along the street. He's like, oh my god, I've walked 3 blocks, I still don't see a trash can.
Like, oh my god, meanwhile, the streets are littered with garbage. God.
Just throw it anywhere.
So true.
Just throw it on that pile of shit right there. We did find trash cans once we got there.
Yeah, there were a plethora of them, but it was just Steve was obsessed for a little bit.
I thought it was maybe the mimosas,
I think. Seriously. Or else.
Seriously.
But the coffee place was pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's very
which was?
What was it called?
The coffee was delicious.
Oh,
something.
The coffee.
What
was it called?
Pete's.
To me.
Temple something.
This podcast is brought to you by Temple. Want a macchiato?
Little shit. 60 minutes. Temple coffee.
Temple.
Buy 2 ounces of coffee and spend 2 hours on your laptop.
Put in your earbuds and just stare off into the world.
No space inside? Go outside. Temple coffee.
Oh my god.
Delicious, but yeah.
Look like a hobo? No worries, you can use the bathroom. Have coffee. Don't come to Taco Bell. Bathroom. Even if you
it's
did.
It's only for hobos.
Only for hobos. You're like, I ate here and I'd like to use the bathroom. You're going to have to, I don't know, ask somebody else.
Yeah, go to the counter where no one is.
See if there's nobody waiting there. Go over there.
Spin around 10 times and go out those doors.
I only let women into the bathroom, not you.
You're a man. Get out of here.
Identify as a woman. Okay, sorry, I'll wait. That tongue roll is weird.
This is so hard. Oh my god, I don't know where I got that from.
I was trying to figure out the whole day, like, where did
that come from?
Oh, I assumed you overheard someone and were mocking that person.
I just really like that voice and that.
This is a drawer. Okay, it's empty, but.
Oh, what's in there? No, it's
literally nothing.
Okay, nothing.
That one
there.
Might have porn in it.
One more time. Oh, this one has a magazine.
Yeah.
No, it's not porn.
It's still not porn, but...
It's family porn.
Wow.
What the hell? Edible Reno Tahoe?
See, I told you it was porn.
Her panties are edible.
Let's see who the real owners of this Airbnb are.
Derek something or other?
It is Kathleen Coyne, I guess.
She needs to pay for an exterminator for those ants.
Well, there is an ant or two we'd like to see gone.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get a $1,000 discount this
time. Hopefully they're hearing up on us.
We were spied on in San Francisco.
Riverwalk. But it's Reno.
Reno has a Riverwalk?
They there? I thought it was a desert.
Well, we'll be going back to San Antonio this summer.
Yay.
I can't wait.
So San Antonio.
It's been a long time.
When
like a bookstore.
When was the last time we went to San Antonio?
2021, July. Steve had a surgery.
That smells good.
So much drama.
So much shit.
Oh my god, let's not get started. Let's not get started. I'm sure we discussed it before.
Like, I don't like talking about it. There was Naomi.
Have we?
Good
did
news
we
about
discuss
Naomi.
The
Bad
whole
news about
surgery?
Naomi. We did.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like episode 15.
End of story.
Yes. Yeah. You were a burden to them.
Yes.
Yes. Sure reminder. Everyone had issues except for me. I was ready to party. Nobody else was.
Never mind that Steve almost died.
No,
as
like,
long
Steve,
as Patrick got to party.
I waited 6 months to come see you. That's when you would have died.
So
when
I
leave.
Yeah, seriously. Of all the days you want to have a surgery.
Yeah.
So convenient.
It was good. I do remember.
So selfish, Steve.
So selfish. It's actually probably the most selfish thing. In fact, you should be apologizing to us.
I'm sorry. I had a gallbladder issue during your vacation.
It was annoying, but you know what? You did a good job of, like, getting right out of the hospital.
Of not dying?
No. We appreciate you not dying. We love that about
I
you.
I swear. Didn't that's I, like, just get out of the hospital and go straight to a...
To drink.
A bar.
A bar.
Yes.
And then to the club. And I was on the dance floor. Like, seriously.
I picked you up from hospital.
8 hours after surgery. Like,
seriously. Yeah.
Sir, your shirt is bleeding. It's okay, take it to the bar.
I wouldn't worry about that.
No, and I remember, too, I remember that I had to be on the phone, like, because the nurse had to give me follow-up directions. Yes.
That you
and so, yeah. And so I was listening. The nurse said, okay, make sure that he doesn't do anything strenuous. Like, okay.
Okay, so damn.
Make sure he does not drink anything like alcohol. I said, okay.
No tequila at tequila. Yeah.
And so we went to pick him up. And we're like, we're going to the bar. Yeah.
So we drank a lot and he danced a lot.
Yes, please. Oh my God.
It was like less than 24 hours after you got out.
I swear.
And we're like, okay, just drink a beer. Just, I mean, that's like, it'll kill the infection.
Coke? You want to do Coke? I think more than the nurse wanted, but.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We do need to redo it. It's just going to be fucking humid and hot as fuck over there.
No. It'll be good.
I've been there, so I know the weather.
It'll be good.
Yeah, Renee's been there. It's been a long time since Renee's been there. But
we've totally had good experiences, right? When you guys
in San Antonio?
Tons of weather's going to be beautiful.
We'll remember all of our good experiences.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun in San Antonio.
Like racist incidents at Golden Wild.
Absolutely.
Fun at the heat. Waiting for drag shows to begin at the heat.
Work promotions, you know.
Firing people.
The serenading of the waiter who sang for us.
Oh,
for our
yeah. Our
special
guest.
Oh, my God.
Our
the dick print. Like, cupcakes. Remember?
Oh, the cupcakes.
We got cupcakes.
We had to wait an hour for cupcakes. But we did get the cupcakes. We got a guitar song.
Yeah.
The worst singer I've ever heard singing.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Chris Isaacs. Dangerous Game? Something like that.
Well, it's on the podcast.
Yes. Because I don't remember exactly, but yes.
Yeah. I remember everything.
Alright, so San Antonio in July. That's what we're going to do.
Oh my God.
Everyone just committed to it, even though we haven't discussed it prior to
I can't wait. I cannot wait, because it's going to be Renee's
first time, or second at least,
with the gang.
First time with three gay guys.
Great.
Two states and one podcast.
Yes.
I said four gay guys, to be honest.
Yeah, you did. That was it. That was good.
Yeah. Only if my apartment is tidied up are you guys welcome. Otherwise...
Do you have wrenches?
What about hams?
None.
Even
none.
If you have those, it would still be better.
Yeah.
I'll consider it an upgrade.
Our track record, though, of missing connections just sucks.
I'm frightened.
We should excuse me. Totally go to Houston. Yes.
Pass.
When you get... Okay.
Any other suggestions?
Sorry.
All right. Let's talk about this after our podcast.
We'll regroup.
I don't want the podcast viewers and listeners to
hear us fight
because I'm
going
to fucking start getting into our...
I kind of want
we'll let you know. We'll let you know where we end up.
Good conflict.
Yeah.
You know,
and I'll raise the ratings.
I'll punch a bitch.
In between the next track, you guys get to vote.
I do not mind punching a bitch.
Would it be the first time tonight?
Some type of board. Town.
It's going. Where did that go?
That was slightly non-sequitur.
My
border town.
Are we going to El Paso?
I am so lost.
So probably not Houston, but maybe Houston. We'll see. Stay tuned to the next podcast. See where we end up.
Where will we be?
Surprise, we're in Santa Fe. But you didn't see that coming. Neither did we.
We're in Salt Lake City.
We're in Quebec, Canada.
Toronto. You don't say the T though, Toronto.
Okay. But anyways, this was a good weekend. This is a good extended weekend.
Absolutely.
And a nice Airbnb, nice time, and by the time we get back on the air in July, we would have been to Hawaii.
Yeah.
So we could talk about that. And we just have not been in San Antonio for such a long time. So it'll be
It'll be 2 years this summer.
Yes.
Yeah. So
it's just so cursed. We're like, should we go?
I know.
Nothing ever goes right when we.
But maybe Renee will be our good luck.
It'll be different. Travel charm. It'll be different. Yes.
Got stuck so many times everywhere. But it is what it is.
The most. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
how long has it been?
I think that was a good summary. Is there any other thing that happened during our weekend that we did not discuss?
This weekend, let's see. We did faces. We did brunch.
Your car farted.
Steve threw a brick at a baby.
My ex abandoned me.
Your ex.
Well, that's why he's your ex. The mermaids, the sex and drugs in the bathroom. I think that's everything.
Yeah. So.
Renee elbowed that guy.
That
wasn't this weekend, but.
Oh, we almost died with the one way, the wrong way.
Oh, we almost died. Oh, we did dim sum. Food was good. Service was different.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. It was
delicious.
It was better than the walk. The sumai was like the size of four normal sumai. Like, this is kind of larger than I'm used to.
I'm off
the
next one. It looks smaller in the pictures.
Is it always the same? I don't remember that.
I always remember dark. All right, so we'll see you guys again in July, and we'll be in San Antonio somewhere. And I think we do like what is that restaurant across from the heat?
Luther's.
Yes. We did it out on the patio last time.
Luther's sucks.
But yes, no ranch dressing, please. No ranch dressing.
It's like
what remember it was
it
fucking
tastes
like
water soup. It's.
Oh my god, no ranch dressing.
Okay.
Yes. Remember that.
Remind
us when that time.
How high are you right now, dude?
One edible in. We'll see how the night goes. Yeah. Oh, the Coke. Don't forget the bathroom Coke.
The bathroom Coke.
Okay, one edible, one bathroom Coke.
And one STD. All right.
That's a wrap.
How would I know
we caught them all.
It kicked in for sure.
Totally. You have been having conversations with yourself.
And then he just jumps in randomly in the middle of our
border town. We stopped having that conversation like 15 minutes ago.
Border town. I wish I was high
as this. Branch dressing. What the fuck are you saying?
Stop it.
Butterflies.
Stop
guys,
it.
It's so hard.
It's pretty hard to be honest.
But, all right. Aww. So we'll go ahead and close out, and we will see you again later on this year.
It's gonna be awesome.
We've been three gay guys.
Yes, two states. Who?
Thomas?
What? Like
yeah,
one
podcast,
but like who? Who says that?